Bonjour and welcome to The French Way, the podcast about French-inspired wellness for healthy living and sustainable weight loss. I'm Karen Gombeau, your French-American host and certified weight loss coach. So grab a coffee and a croissant and let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on your favorite podcast channel, or if you're watching me on YouTube, welcome. Today, I want to talk about navigating change. And I want to share with you five ways that you can look at navigating change that I think will help you. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is I'm recording this in April, and the past year, I don't think I've had as much change in 12 months as I have since April 2023. So a year ago, I became a certified coach. I left my full-time, very well-paid corporate job to become an entrepreneur. I've been building my business. And in the midst of all that, most of you know, I've decided to move. We are moving in less than a month now to southern France, so 7 hours away. So needless to say, the year has been full of change. And I think today's episode will be extremely useful for you if you are navigating also any kind of change, whether that be at work, so it could be changing jobs, it could be taking on new responsibilities, whether it be for your health and wellness goals, if you have decided to embark on improving your health midlife or losing weight or, you know, going off medication, whatever that health goal is for you, it could also be a big move. You know, I mean, change is everywhere. And so that's why today I wanted to share my key takeaways about what I've learned in this insane year of change. And so, yeah, so let's dive in. So the first thing is I think that what helps when it comes to change is making a very conscious decision to change and making it out of desire. So I'll say that again. Decide to change out of a decision that comes from desire. So desire would be, I want to make this change. I'm excited to make this change. I'm looking forward to this change. If you are using vocabulary like, I want to, I get to, I'm excited to, all of that will fuel that desire. If you are thinking, I should change, there's going to be some kind of resistance. Anytime that you use should and making a decision from a place of should, there's always going to be some kind of resistance. Oh, I should change jobs because of this, or I should move because, you know, of this. It is so much easier to accept change if you're making a decision out of desire. Personally, I chose to leave my job. Even if it was great, even if there were so many wonderful things about it, I decided to leave for good reasons. We're moving to southern France. Also, I desire a house. I desire nicer weather. I desire to live my life differently than in the urban setting that I am in today. So I've made those decisions out of desire. And when you make a decision out of desire, that resistance, that internal resistance, rather than being forced to make a decision, it will make following through and sticking with your decision so much more easier. So that is the first point. Make a decision to change out of desire. The second point is know that you're going to have fear. Know that it is completely normal. And learn to manage it. I love this metaphor. So of course, when I decided to become a full-time entrepreneur and full-time coach, of course it is scary. moving 7 hours away. Of course, it is scary. I could come up right now without even thinking about it with 20 reasons why it is scary. That is what the brain does. The brain feeds us. The brain wants to keep us safe. And so the brain feeds us all the reasons to keep us small and scared and not moving ahead. So what I suggest is knowing the fear is going to be there and do it anyway. And the way that I look at this is fear is like a toddler. Okay, you are driving the car. You have made a decision. You are going towards a destination and you've got a toddler in the back seat, you know, strapped in into their car seat, but still making noise. When are we going to be there? I'm hungry, maybe crying a little or, you know, talking nonstop. There's a noise there that is present. That doesn't mean that you have to stop driving the car. Keep moving forward towards that destination and that momentum will keep you moving. But it's not ignoring the child in the car. It's recognizing that it's there and still moving forward anyway. What helps also is when I say recognize the fear and work through it, for me, fear is a physical sensation that actually sits in the upper part of my chest. When it's there, first of all, I don't push it away. I don't tell myself, Karen, don't be scared. Don't be scared. I tell myself, okay, Karen, it's okay. You are safe. You can still have that fear in the upper part of your chest and keep moving anyway. And if I get really scared, then I just sit and I breathe through it and I actually focus on it. I actually think about it. When I inhale and exhale, I picture that fear in my chest, what it feels like, you know, how much it weighs. Is it moving, a color, et cetera? I do a little bit of visualization on where the fear is in my body, and it usually dissipates, but I don't try to push it away. The third thing that I would like to offer is trust yourself that everything will work out. Making change is never linear, ever. And, you know, when I look back over the past year and everything that I've had to go through to sell two apartments, to buy a house, you know, to work through the bank and the notary and, you know, how are we going to move the cats and where is my daughter going to live? And I just trust myself, it'll all work out. And I do that by taking daily action. Even if it is messy, you know, I don't have all of the answers on how everything is going to work out, but I'm coordinating with a bank, I'm coordinating with a real estate agency, and just taking small steps daily keeps me moving forward. And I just know that it's not going to be linear. We're getting the keys to our new house next week, and I am sure that there is going to be some kind of unpleasant surprise. I don't know. We'll see. So I know it's not linear and I don't tell myself it should be. I accept ahead of time that it won't be and trust myself that it'll all work out for the better. My fourth piece of advice is find a support system. So when you are making any kind of big decision, finding people who will support you no matter what is extremely important. So when I decided to leave my job, my husband was on board 100%. Having that, now I always have my own back, but knowing that somebody else did also was extremely important. And in building my business, for example, I have a group of coach friends that we've all been through this, or we're all going through building our businesses at about the same time. So finding people who you can bounce ideas off of, who will you know, encourage you no matter what is extremely useful. I have a personal coach. I'm a coach, but I have a coach. Also very important because a coach will actually show you things that you don't see or that your friends don't see. And I personally really didn't have any issues about people not supporting me because anyway, I'm confident that things will work out and I always have my own back. But some of my clients who do make change and who embark, for example, on a new health and wellness journey, people aren't necessarily supportive because people are also scared. So I and my clients usually set some kind of boundaries if that comes up to protect yourself and your energy so that during this time of change that does take energy, you also don't have to manage the fears of other people. Because that's usually what comes up if somebody is not supportive of your goal. It's not about you. It's actually only about their own fears. And then the fifth piece of, I would say, you know, advice that I would like to give or offer is I always practice thinking new thoughts. And I wanted to share some of the thoughts that I have practiced over the past year that have helped me work through all of that fear that has come up or just simply the unknown. So the first one is, I can figure this out. I think I'm resourceful, or at least that makes me feel resourceful. And that keeps me taking messy action when I tell myself, I can figure this out. I think I'm a relatively intelligent human being and I'm solution focused. So for every single problem that comes up, I don't get upset. I don't worry about it. I don't make catastrophic predictions about what can happen. I just tell myself, I can figure this out. Second thought that has been extremely useful, especially in building my business, is that I'm learning. So instead of telling myself, you know, I'm failing or, you know, I'll never figure this out, I just tell myself, I'm learning. This is interesting. I'm learning. And I think when we have a learning attitude, it is so much easier to course correct or adjust. So between I can figure this out and I'm learning, those are two beautiful thoughts that go very well together. Earlier, I talked about, you know, the process not being linear. I just tell myself, the process of change is not linear. That's my third thought. Fourth thought is, what I am doing is working. And the reason why I love this thought is I always think about it as planting seeds. So again, if I take the example of my business, there are ups and downs, like with any business. And I just keep telling myself what I'm doing is working. And I'm planting the seeds daily and the flowers are growing. I can't see them all yet, but I am going to have a beautiful business and a beautiful garden. It just takes time. It takes time to work the soil. It takes time to plant the seeds. It takes time to water the seeds. But I tell myself what I'm doing is working. A last thought, I have many. I could go on for a very long time. So I'm just giving you five today. And this thought is, can be used in any situation, whether you're changing jobs, losing weight, working on health and wellness, moving. How can I make this fun? And that's not really a thought. I should say it's a question. So it's a great question to ask yourself. How can I make this fun? One of the ways that I've been doing this, so we've been going back and forth to the South every once in a while to get things set up. And every time I go, though, it's not only about the move. Because if it's only about the move, then things can become a little overwhelming. So a lot of times I try to visit something new. Or one of the very fun things we're doing is looking at furniture. So we're going to have a big backyard. I've never had a backyard. We need or we get to buy furniture. While I'm not buying it yet, you know, we'll have to look also when we could do that financially, when we can do that. But it is so much fun looking at furniture. So also during this process of change, same thing in my business. I have been just doing so many fun things because I keep asking myself, how can I make this fun? And so that absolutely keeps me moving forward. So friends, that's what I have for you today. So let me just recap. Specifically, when you are navigating change, different ways to think about it that will help you look at it more constructively, accept it, and not be overwhelmed by it. So the first one is make a decision to change out of desire and not out of you have to make change. Number two is knowing that the fear is there, accept it and work through it. Number three is trust yourself that it'll work out because change and a process and going towards a destination is not linear. Number four, get yourself a support system. And number five is practice thinking new thoughts or ask yourself how it can be fun. That's what I've got for you today. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll be back soon. Take care. If you enjoyed this podcast and are ready to lose weight and never gain it back in a way that feels pleasurable, then set up a free call with me. You can do this by clicking on the link in the show notes, going to my Instagram account, The French Way, or at my website, karengombo.com. Au revoir et à très bientôt.